Writer Dan Greenberg is no stranger to the talk show circuit. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Greenberg is still on another nationwide tour to promote his novel, What Do Women Want, now in paperback. He's hoping his publicity people will line up more than just a couple of FM stations in Jersey and the Mooney newspaper.
If you get 12 interviews and you get hit by a bus and your name is in the paper for being an accident victim, each one of those things registers one unit of sense impression. And if people get enough, then they'll go out and buy your book.
Greenberg is no longer bothered by the fact that the person interviewing him probably hasn't read his book.
Generally, the rule is that on TV they haven't read it, in print interviews they have read it, and radio is a toss-up. Generally, they haven't.
For Dan Greenberg, one TV interview was a nightmare.
One of the first guys that ever interviewed me on, I think on How to Be a Jewish Mother, obviously, until the moment we went on the air, had not even looked at the cover of the book. And he looked down and he said, How to Be a Jewish Mother by Dan Greenberg is what we're talking about. Tell me, Dan, you're from New York. I said, yeah. He said, what's the name of that restaurant? I said, what restaurant? He said, you know, that fancy French one. I said, well, you're talking about 150,000 restaurants. He said, you know the one. What is it? And there was silence, and I realized I was going to have to come up with the name of a restaurant and in order for the conversation to continue. And I said, Lutèce? He said, no, that's not it. I said, Grenouille? He said, no, that's not it. I said, The Colony? He said, yeah, that's the one.
The interview went downhill from there. Dan Greenberg, his funny novel, What Do Women Want, is about the marital and professional frustrations of a writer, not unlike Greenberg himself. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.